I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Friday, guys. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. DGS. We had a really, really good first hour. Really good conversation. Uncomfortable, awkward conversation at some points. About what's going on in Minneapolis, now all over the country. If you would like to hear that, go back and podcast that. Guys, how do they podcast in general?
They can go anywhere that you listen to your podcast. I usually use Apple Podcasts. The best way probably is radio.com. If you don't have the radio.com app, go ahead and download
that today.
Yeah, you can stream. We also have this cool thing called Radio Rewind. So let's say you're listening to the show and Tony says something funny, but then you kind of miss the next thing that Dave said because you were laughing. You can rewind live radio on the app. It's super, super cool.
Or if Dave says dick and you want to get him fired.
Yep.
So, yeah.
That's the primary. It says that on the terms of
use. Yeah. And Andrew, how are our downloads?
Real good. I haven't checked since last time we talked about it, but they are through the roof. They are pushing on over a million just from
it's great.
Like thus far.
Very, very nice.
Less than halfway through the year.
So I want to especially thank Sue because she's been my go-to person for putting together games. And so I asked her this morning, will you put together Pyramid? And she reluctantly said, sure. So
I forgot to put an exclamation point.
I didn't feel a lot of passion from it. But
I'm excited.
But I'll take it.
Okay, I've got... Oh, I'm ready. There are some... Well, I should give you my usual lecture. Some are really easy, some are not. I have two overtime tiebreakers if we need them.
Nice. Kay. You want me to read the categories?
Yes.
All right, category number one, sometimes you feel like one. Number two, well, they certainly aren't square. Number three, fun in the sun. Category number four, you know, like Big Bird. Category five, blame Trish for this one. Number six, pack your bags. Number seven is smoky goodness. Number eight, he's America's favorite. Category nine, watch out when you take a big bite. And category number 10, Dave Murray knows about this stuff too.
Oh, yeah.
Tony, pick your partner.
Oh. I don't care who my partner is. Dave, I'll pick you.
Okay.
All right, Tony.
Tony was simultaneously hurting Dave. All three of our feelings.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Andrew and Rachel. And, of course, I have these numbered, so...
Hey, can I say two things before we get started? Number one... We're going to do our rewind tonight at 6:08 instead of 5:40. And number two, I just wanted to give a shout out to our friend Josie, who we've all worked with for many years.
Oh, good idea.
Yes.
She is retiring today. She's very, very excited about it. I know she likes the DGS. And we're just really happy for you, Josie. So good luck.
She has just, she's solid. She has just been like glue. You know,
she's never
caused a problem.
Yeah, awesome. Like, and she does so much, and always has. You know, even when she was like up at the front desk.
Yeah,
just
and she talks to herself incessantly.
It's
I've
awesome.
Always loved that.
As a fellow person who talks to themselves, I can dig it.
And she can wear a hat, people.
Oh,
not
yeah.
all of us can.
Can
I be honest about something? I think the CNN crew and correspondent being arrested was terrible. It's obviously a huge mistake. It's awful. Mm. Shut up about it. Like, they're just, it's all they're showing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are watching CNN.
No, I mean. And I get it, it's CNN.
They're going to run with it.
But it's like a humble brag at this point. Like, yep. Oh, did you remember that time that we got, yeah, dude, we saw it. It was terrible. You're fine. Stop it. Okay, you guys want to go first?
Sure. Andrew, would you like me to give or receive the clue first?
I'll give.
Okay. What category looks good to you? I think Big Bird looks good.
Let's do Big Bird.
All right. So we're going to do category number four, you know, like Big Bird.
All right. Well, as Andrew would know, this category, the subtitle or the subcategory is things that are yellow, which is why you picked it.
Okay.
Smart move.
The subcategory is things that are yellow.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was going to be Sesame Street characters.
I was hoping for Muppets.
Oh, okay. I figured Andrew would figure me out. Okay, tell me when.
Let me pull up the timer. That would be helpful. Okay, you ready, Sue?
Ready.
And go.
Butter.
You spread it on bread.
Mustard. Butter.
Yes.
Lemon.
You squeeze it into your drink. Iced
lemon.
Tea. Yes.
Daffodil.
It's a flower. It's not a sunflower.
Daffodil, daisy.
Yes.
American cheese.
It's a dairy product. You put it on a burger.
Cheese.
Banana.
The yellow.
American cheese.
You only find one at a time.
Banana.
Yes.
Sun.
It's in the sky.
Sun.
The beans. Yes.
Yes! Nice job, Rachel.
It was a good one.
Is that it?
Thanks, guys. 6 points.
What are you laughing at?
Andrew was the had to get. I mean, it was a nice job by Rachel, but Andrew did a nice job also. It was
way to go, Rach.
She goes, yes,
carried his ass again. Carried that idiot across the finish line.
Sue's just always building me
Nobody
up.
Nobody could
sweet.
Have gotten that.
Dragged his limping dead corpse.
I am sorry. Of course, Andrew did well, but I'm normally.
I know he didn't get.
She knew he had his headphones.
He got
off.
No
Folks
cheers.
Had a friggin'
exactly.
miracle.
He could not. No, he could not hear me. That is why I did
she
not say
She made this numbnut say butter.
Oh, my gosh.
Mr. 1 Point managed to say daffodil.
You know what? You don't change a thing, Sue.
You put it on bread and spread
good
it.
Grief.
Oh, my God.
People.
Did
people,
not see no. that clue coming.
She's firing off air horns.
Okay.
Oh, could you? It's in the sky. Brilliant!
Listen to me. He couldn't hear me. Oh, you guys are the worst.
Rachel's like, it's a flower. Daffodil, Rachel!
Sue's going, he couldn't hear me. He would have never known.
He would have never known.
We're not broadcasting this.
Oh, that's right.
All right, Tony, I'm guessing number one is nuts.
I'm taking my headphones off.
Which I don't know much about nuts.
Huh.
Big Bird.
Let's go number five.
Okay,
number five, blame Trish for this one.
Okay.
Number five, blame Trish for this one. All right, Dave. This one, no surprise after yesterday's conversation, is food items with coconut.
Oh, God. Food items with coconut.
Oh, geez.
We didn't avoid the nut.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I hate
this. Might be a little bit tricky.
Let's see if I can be. Oh, that's great. She said this might be a little tricky. That's usually the sign of a dickhead.
Somebody who doesn't eat anything that's has.
Let's see if I can be the genius that Rachel was.
It's in the sky.
Woo, Dave! All right, tell me when we're ready.
Yeah.
All right, and go.
Mounds.
It's kind of candy bar.
Mounds or
yes,
almond
yes.
joy.
Coconut cake.
Bro, it's not a pie, but a
cake.
Yes,
coconut
what kind?
Cake.
Yes.
Coconut cream pie.
It's kind of not a cake, but a
pie.
What kind?
Coconut pie. Coconut cream
yes.
pie.
Coconut shrimp.
It's in the ocean. Usually eat them fried. It's not a fish, but a
seaweed.
Pass.
Chico stick.
Sue loves them. It's awesome.
Chico stick.
Got it.
Oh, you got it. What was in the ocean that's coconut?
Coconut shrimp.
Oh, coconut shrimp. Geez. The thing you will die if you eat.
Oh, you will not. It's
no,
delicious.
He's allergic. He's allergic to shrimp.
I used the universal sign for shrimp with my finger.
I don't think I would have. I don't think literally there would have been any
way. Sue, I stuck out my index finger and just bent it.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way you could have gotten me to say coconut shrimp.
Dave was using his whole body for those. He was this.
Some of these I write so that Dave will have to do the body motions.
He was nailing them.
I was.
I hate that. Well, I've got another one for you, Dave.
Yeah, I'm
coming
sorry
up.
About
I had a lot
shrimp.
To live
there's,
up to after it's in the sky. So
yeah.
There's no
you're
way.
Allergic
to shrimp.
Sorry,
right?
it really is the category you pick.
Yeah,
I
understand.
Wish I would have thought of you're allergic to it.
Andrew.
I still don't think I would have said it. Because I don't think coconut shrimp would have.
Put my own back on you.
I don't think coconut shrimp would have ever crossed my mind.
Okay, so which one do you want?
Let's do, before I take my headphones off,
I know.
They're all great.
They're all great.
Let's. What, you think number two is round stuff? Well, they certainly aren't.
I do think it's probably round or maybe triangle.
You want to? You want to try that?
Sure.
Okay, take it off my headphones.
How about number two, Susan?
All right. Okay, Andrew. Oh yes, this one is things that are round.
It's things that are round.
All right.
Because they're certainly not square.
Let me know when to hit that timer.
All right. When do you want? Are you ready now, Stu?
I'm totally ready.
All right. You can hit it now.
Beach ball.
You take them to the place where there's sand and you hit them.
Volleyball. Beach ball.
Coins.
You pay with their money.
Coins.
Record, like a vinyl record.
You spin it if you're a DJ.
Turntable. Record.
Frisbee.
Ultimate.
Ball.
Sports.
Frisbee.
Yes.
Bike wheel.
Motorcycles have them.
Wheels, tires.
Specifically.
Motorcycle tires.
But if you're not, if it's an analog motorcycle.
What? We'll skip.
No.
Oh, that was so close.
What was the clue on that one?
Bike wheel.
Bike wheel.
Oh.
Bicycle tire.
Yeah. Analog
motorcycle.
Well,
no, actually the wheel
tire.
Rather than the tire.
Well, tell you what I got planned for this weekend. Ultimate ball.
Ultimate ball on your analog motorcycle.
Yeah, not just a little ball.
No, no.
Not getting the praise as much after ultimate ball.
Okay.
Yeah, Sue didn't have anything to say about my clues.
Well, that was
well,
a tough
category.
Well, you
did say analog motorcycle.
Oh, my gosh. That was amusing. You always entertain me.
You feeling one here? What about fun in the sun?
Sure.
Okay.
Wait, what number is that, Tone?
That's number three.
So. Number three. All righty. Tony, the subcategory here, I think this is it should be an easy one. This is things at the pool.
Things at the pool, Dave. Things at the pool.
Okay.
Okay. I'm ready when you guys are ready.
All right, we're ready.
And go.
Towel.
It's what you dry off with.
Towel.
Chlorine.
It's what keeps the pool clean. It's the chemical in the pool.
Chlorine.
Shower.
It's what you do after you get out of the pool to clean yourself.
Quick shower.
Drain.
It's how you get the water out of the pool. It's usually at the bottom.
Drain.
Yep.
Pool noodle.
It's what you float on. They're long and skinny.
Floaty. Tubes.
Yeah. What the name of that?
I don't know.
It's also a pasta.
Coconut shrimp.
Noodle. Oh, good,
okay.
Pool
that
noodle.
That was pretty good. Yeah, pool
that.
Noodle.
That was a
yeah.
great clue.
Is that the only one we missed?
Nope. That and flip-flops. I didn't
get
to
the
it.
Flip-flops.
Gucci okay. flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
I stripping off of the clap. All right, Andrew, what do you think? What if we did smoky goodness because I am not feeling confident about any of them?
Sure. Smoky
okay.
goodness.
Which one is that, Ridge?
That's category number seven.
Seven. All righty.
Turn yours down a bit.
All right. Category number seven. I've got papers everywhere. Okay. Seven is the subtitle of this one is popular food items to grill.
Oh, boy. Popular food items to grill.
Okay. All right, that's easy enough.
It might be one of those ones. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, you ready, Sue?
Yep.
All right, let's go.
Ribs.
They're on your side. They took one out of Ribs. Adam. Yes.
Burgers.
It's the ultimate
hot dogs,
ball.
Burgers.
Yep.
Bratwurst.
Not a hot dog, but a...
Well, bratwurst.
Yes.
Corn on the cob.
It's yellow. You eat it like
corn
across...
on the cob.
Yes.
Steak.
You love to eat it from Capital Grill.
Steak.
Yes.
Shish kebab.
Oh, it's whenever it's meat on a stick and you fry...
Kebab.
Yes.
That's it. You got them.
Woo.
Right up. Woo-hoo.
I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Bringing the house down.
Was one of your clues it's the ultimate ball?
The ultimate
I started
ball.
Saying the ultimate like grill item and okay. then I changed my mind and I said ball to try to be funny.
Which one was that? Was that smoky goodness?
Yes.
Smoky
goodness. Number seven. All right, boys.
Doesn't matter.
Stay away from that Dave Murray one.
Yeah.
That's probably plants or something, and I don't like that. Watch out when you take a big bite.
I think number six is travel, but Sue's weird.
Yeah.
It could be like Sri Lanka or some crap like that.
Weird,
how about
Sue?
Watch out when
what?
You take a big bite.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, which number is that, Tony?
Number nine.
Mine go. It's
number nine. All right.
I think I know
Tony. The subcategory of number nine, watch out when you take a big bite, is fruits yep. with seeds or pits.
Yeah. Fruits with seeds or pits.
So fruits. Just think fruits.
Yeah.
With seeds
don't
or
get
pits.
Hung up
fruits,
on the pits.
Fruits yeah, without seeds
pits.
Or pits.
Are you guys
well,
ready?
blueberry would be one. I'm just saying.
Shut up, Sue.
It's my category, Dave.
Sue, you ready?
Yeah. Peach.
Fuzz.
Peach.
Apple.
Eve gave Adam one.
An apple.
Cherries.
I like to put it in my Diet Coke with syrup.
Cherry Coke.
Okay. Watermelon.
They're green on the outside, red in the middle, and I love to eat them.
Watermelon?
Plum.
He put it in his thumb, and he pulled out a...
pumpkin? Peter, the plum.
Yes, he said it.
Plum.
Peter Pickle picked a pumpkin.
I got plum.
He said it.
That's
said
a big-ass thumb.
Plum.
That's the ultimate thumb.
Peter Pumpkin picked a plum. Did we get all of them?
No. Plum? No. Not even close.
No.
Peter pulled out a pumpkin.
You should have seen my body language.
Oh, he tried.
Oh God.
They're green on the outside.
Was plum the only one we missed?
They're red on the
I
love to eat them.
I'm gonna go ahead and give you cherries because that
was cherry. That's fine.
I said cherry.
Yeah, I got that. But the only one left was kiwi. That was the ringer.
We'd have never gotten that.
How do you get kiwi?
What? It's green.
Lots of those.
Yeah, it's that green fruit.
Every clue was, I love to drink it, I love to eat it.
Ooh, this is one of my favorites.
That's the way I give clues.
I said cherry. I mean, you don't have to give me that.
Yeah, it cost her 2 seconds of thinking on it, though, so.
Why?
I don't know. I had it plural. Who knows?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday. Tony and I getting shellacked here by the genius of Rachel Zimmerman and Andrew's dumbassery, just pulling him along.
Just dragging.
Listen, it's 16:13. It's not that bad.
Just dragging me by the ankle.
Do an impromptu staff pick here for me anyway. I took your brother's advice. I watched Willow Creek.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
Anyone who's into Bigfoot, it's really, really good.
Is it scary?
You have to be into Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Because all the things you hear about, like all the vocalizations and this and that, like they dramatize it in a really good way.
Ooh.
So I really enjoyed it.
Sweet.
And 1922 is a Stephen King novella, and it's really well done. And it stars the guy that was in The Mist and...
Tom Jane?
Yes.
Yep.
And it's really creepy, really good. So, very scary.
Is that the time travel?
No. It's about a guy that kills his wife in 1922 to get her into the farm, and it just goes bad from there.
Yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Really good. All right. Whose turn is it, Sue?
It's Rachel, yeah. Right?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
It's Rachel's
turn. My headphones.
Turn.
Yay!
Not Rachel.
Not Anderson. Even Team Rachel.
Yeah, not even Team Rachel. It's Rachel's turn.
Good
now.
Grief!
I almost took my headphones out because I was like, oh, it's Rachel's turn.
You'd think she was a successful middle-aged businessman.
Okay, so.
She's just being supportive.
Okay, so. She's I had no idea you were an
extremely
Ashley.
Extremely supportive.
Okay, so which one do you want?
Oh, I don't care. You pick. I picked all the other ones.
All right, let's do... I think He's America's Favorite is going to be like Tom Hanks movies. So
okay,
let's do that.
All right.
Oh, wait. I don't know any of those. Let's go for it.
What are we doing? Number eight?
Eight.
Yeah.
All right. Rachel, is that you?
No, it's not Rachel.
Too bad.
I'm just kidding.
Unfortunately for you, it's
Sue. It's
you
the
have
idiot.
To talk to now.
Andrew, I cannot believe you got it. It was 100% right. This is Tom Hanks movies.
Tom Hanks movies.
Here we go.
God damn, Andrew, you are so good at this. Okay, here we go.
Andrew is good at figuring them out.
He really
the mind,
is.
I have the it's mind a of gift. A pyramid category. Maker.
You really do. It's made, somewhat disturbing.
Maybe that's a game.
Yeah.
Right?
Just figure out the category and then we're done.
Hey, I could come up with some categories.
Yeah,
names.
What am I talking about when I say this?
I've made like 300 of these things.
You guys ready?
Yep.
Oh, let me plot down the thing and go.
Philadelphia.
Okay, AIDS. Bruce Springsteen wrote
Philadelphia.
Castaway.
On an island.
Castaway.
Saving Private Ryan.
Army.
Oh, Saving Private Ryan.
You've Got Mail.
Meg Ryan.
Oh, there's a couple. You've Got Mail.
Mm-hmm.
Forrest Gump.
He runs.
Forrest Gump.
A League of Their Own.
Baseball, Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, is that A League of Their Own?
It is.
That's it. Dang.
Evidently, you do know Tom Hanks movies.
To both of you.
You know them very well.
Round.
I was ready for Charlie Wilson's War.
Sue, have you ever seen Joe versus the Volcano?
It's horrible, but yes, I've seen it.
Oh, I liked it, but I think it was just because it was one that I watched a bunch. Yeah.
It could be. It's bad.
Wow.
Okay.
Rachel's stock just fell 50%.
Can't wait to bond.
That could be.
Must be it.
Because right, well. She's not as smart as I thought.
Crumpling up her paper where she wrote.
Like the orange pillow.
Is it me or you?
No, you're
Thomas.
Right about that.
Okay.
Which what do you think, want? Gentlemen?
I don't like any of these categories.
I don't either.
What do you mean you
Let's
don't
go
like
number
them?
One. F it. Okay. Take on the
one.
Nut.
Yeah. Good luck. I'm not good at.
Okay, no, don't.
I don't know. I'm gonna be bad at all these.
I bet you number 10's gardening.
I know, which I'm gonna be bad at.
Okay.
And vacationing, I'm gonna be bad at. Like, okay. I'm bad at all.
Instilling me with confidence.
Yeah.
What if it just said Michigan?
Then let's go down to Flames. Let's do the nut.
Yeah. Number one, Sue. You're
number
gonna get
one.
A lot of these. I don't know.
Number one.
Prepare. This game exposes my stupidity like no other. Thing on earth.
Hey, at least
I don't think
never
that's true. I really don't.
Ah, okay, moving. Not that.
Okay,
here we go.
Tone.
Yeah,
you're right. This is Kinds of Nuts.
Kinds of Nuts.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Ready?
I think you can do. Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And go.
Here we go.
Walnuts.
You crack them.
So hard.
Walnuts. Walnut.
Yes.
Almond.
Mounds and
almonds.
Yes.
Pecan.
They are in a very famous pie type
Ooh,
of
pecans.
Pie. Yes.
Peanuts. I'm
killing this.
Mr.
Peanut.
Cashews.
One of my favorites. I love to eat them. You crack them and eat them and.
The Brazil nut.
No.
Pistachios.
No. Cashews.
Cashews.
Yep.
That, you know what? You guys got four out of that, though.
Yeah,
that's good.
Four's been our number all
yeah,
day.
Yeah, we're good at that.
You know,
yep.
We've
baby,
been
you guys,
ace in fours.
You guys remember how baby Mr. Peanut started coronavirus?
Baby mm-hmm. Nut?
He's been awfully silent this past week. There's a lot going on in the country.
I think mm-hmm. he passed away.
He hasn't said anything.
We've literally gotten four every time,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, you're pretty good at four.
Right? Yep. I mean, seriously, we have, right? It's, we
no,
have...
you got five on one, Tony.
Oh, okay. I thought we were four on every one.
No. You got 1-5.
I said, you crack them, and they said, all nuts.
I've never cracked a cashew, which he also said, but that's okay.
Okay, all right, Rach, 6 or 10?
I truly don't care either way because I feel like it's travel and gardening, and I'm not going to be great at either of them. Okay, so we're going to do category number 6, pack your bags.
Okay. Rach, this is indeed, the subcategory is most visited countries in the world.
Oh, no. It's most visited countries in the world.
All right.
So just countries.
I think this is doable.
Yeah, we can do this.
All right. You ready, Sue?
Yeah. These
mm-hmm.
are easy.
Yeah.
And go.
France.
The Eiffel Tower is in.
France.
Spain.
Dave Murray guessed it earlier.
Russia.
No.
China?
No. Pass. I'm not going to think of a good
U.S.
one. Where we live.
America.
Mm-hmm.
China.
U.S. of A.
Wuhan.
China.
Yep.
Italy.
Spaghetti.
Italy.
Turkey.
Oh. The Armenian genocide. I don't know. Pass.
Spain. Back to Spain.
Gosh,
Spain. An animal with that you eat.
Spain.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I would have said gobble gobble
Spain,
for turkey.
What?
Turkey.
Tony, can I just apologize for her racism?
It's Spain and Turkey.
Oh, okay.
Italy.
Oh.
Whops.
No, that's not
she
what
She did
happened.
Not say that.
The spaghetti.
Red sauce.
Gotta go to kill the guy and make it a spaghetti.
Oh, stop.
I mean, you're making it kind of hard on yourself. You could have just said the city, like Barcelona.
I know. Yeah. I know, but for Spain, I was just freezing up. I was like,
Well, if you had said Barcelona, Sue would have said, no, it's my Barcelona.
My wiener went
Barcelona.
Inside my body. When it was the United States.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I did the top six.
What could
just
possibly be the clue for that?
Right. At least I felt Rachel's shame as she went like, where we're sitting.
All right, let's finish.
What if she totally froze on it? What if she couldn't think of a clue for
where Joe from Joe versus the Volcano is from?
Jeez.
Yeah, that could be it.
One of the states, right. One of the states is Oklahoma.
Who's up now? I can't remember.
I'm given.
All right. Yeah. Okay, Dave. You only it's got to be Dave Murray knows about this stuff.
Yep.
But it is gardening, but it's gardening tools.
Gardening tools.
I think if we get 14 out of 7, we
yes.
can win this game.
Yes.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Anytime, Rach.
All right.
Rake.
You use it to get your leaves.
A rake.
Ho.
What Sue is.
Dave.
You can say it.
Pass.
Shovel.
Dig a grave for Sue.
A shovel.
Gloves.
Gonna wear these when I kill her.
Your gloves.
Hose.
What?
Hose.
Multiple Sues.
You say glove was a tool?
A garden hose. Can you,
is
your on.
Is a glove a tool, according to this?
Let's get this charade over.
An anvil.
I think a hose is a gardening tool.
Barbed wire.
Come on, ho.
The best is Sue going, you can say it.
Hey,
just say it. I'm giving him that one.
Thanks, Sue.
Good job, Sue.
Jeez.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday, DGS. A few minutes shy of 6 p.m., all right, it's been 2 days now, Rach. I need to know what being rehomed means.
Okay, yes. Let's get into this story. This is all over the internet. A YouTuber who had adopted a child with autism from China and made lots of monetized videos with him over the course of several years has now admitted that she has rehomed the child.
Send him back to China?
No, another family in the United States has assumed control and is going to raise the child from now on. She and her husband are saying that his problems, his mental and emotional problems were more than they were ever aware of, and it became too much, so they decided to find another home for him.
Okay, I don't know anything more than what the words you just said. My first reaction is, I'm glad they were honest. I wouldn't want them to be caring for a child and mistreating them because they couldn't handle whatever issue it is. And my second reaction is, wow. So they made a bunch of money off of them and then said, we're done here?
So she was able to base it. Her name is, and I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing this wrong, if you're a fan of this lady. Her name is Micah Stauffer. And she basically built her channel around adopting this child. So the whole adoption journey, it's like a 17-part like adoption series. And they filmed going over to China to meet him and bring him back home and like all these adoption tips. And these were monetized videos. meaning you can make money off of it. You get ad revenue. You can get sponsors. So produced all this sponsored content and revealed all of these like intimate details of the process. The child's name was Huxley, which I believe is abuse in and of itself to name your child Huxley.
How old is the kid?
He looks to be about 3 or 4 now.
Oh, God.
He was 1.5 or 2 whenever they adopted him.
How do you feel about it?
You know, it's one of those things where I'm with you. I mean, I'm glad that they admitted defeat rather than go into something like that's completely over their heads. If they can't handle the situation and they find a family that is going to be a better fit for the child, then that's good. That's better than raising him in an unhealthy environment. But then it's like you made money off of the situation.
To me, and this is just playground rules, I don't know how much money they made, $1,000 or $1 million. But to me, the right thing to do would be send that money with the child.
Yeah, that would be the right thing to do.
If I'm the person and you and Tony adopt him and I've got $600,000 in my bank account that this kid made, I'm giving it to you guys. Mm-hmm. Good luck with the child. Donate, I hope you're all happy.
Donate to autism charity.
There you go. Keeping the money would make you,
yeah,
I think, a bad person.
Yeah. And if you plan on keeping the money, probably just shut everything down.
And never raise your head again.
Never raise your head again and just know that
you made some
money.
The
world will always look at you as a bad person,
yeah,
but you've got your money. The worst thing to do is to try to keep on going with your money and your YouTube channel and trying to somehow still paint yourself as an advocate of adoption,
whether it's
and autism,
interpersonal or a marriage or countries. So much of the problem, like we always talk about, Tony, the cover-up's worse than the crime. And when it comes to things like this, and I'm not saying these people are doing it because I have no idea if they are or not. They could be handling it the very best they can. But when you start to justify, like if someone, like based on what I know, wow, that's a really sad situation. Good for you for being honest and saying that you can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. But if you start...
Yeah, but they didn't stop. So she had posted on Mother's Day.
Oh,
this is before the news came out. She had posted on Mother's Day that it was like the hardest Mother's Day ever. And she has fans, like many people who have that large of a following. There are people who are going to take a special interest in your life. So there was a woman who ran a fan account for the whole family because they have a YouTube account. When you guys say, are they going to give back the money? I highly doubt that because they've made a career out of the family.
Yeah, they're not going to give
And Huxley was a huge part of that. So this super fan...
part.
Yeah, he was the
driving
the linchpin.
Yeah.
So this super fan had asked her, she said, as soon as she asked Micah where Huxley was, because she had noticed his absence on all of her different social media, she says that the YouTuber blocked her immediately.
Mm.
And
it's
then
getting worse.
The super fan said, I knew if I was going to try to find out what happened to him, I'd need more support to spread the word and get justice for Huxley. So she created this new account, got a couple hundred people to follow her, and they basically pressured the family into admitting that they had rehomed him.
What's her name?
Her name is Micah Stauffer. Whole thing is spelled a little strangely. Let me get the exact spelling for you. M-Y-K-A, and then the last name is S-T-A-U-F-F-E-R.
So they're just being crushed?
The reason I was asking is I want to see how big of a channel this is, because you can get a whole lot of, you can get a much better idea
about
how
money.
Much money they're making. Yeah, so she has over 700,000 subscribers. That's pretty huge. Yeah, and it looks like her videos get very comfortably in the hundreds of thousands of views per...
So they're making money,
yeah,
for sure.
So they're not up there in the elite batch of YouTubers as far as money's concerned, but they are making a
living.
Very comfortable living. Much higher than the average person.
And they haven't stopped.
They're continuing to create content, yeah. And the reason why fans noticed that Huxley was missing was because they had continued to generate content.
Have you watched it?
I've never watched
it.
No.
I was going to ask you content questions. Like, is there anything interesting about them other than this?
I have no idea.
Their last video was made 2 days ago. It's called An Update on Our Family, and it has well over 2 million views.
Sure, because people love drama.
I think that's the one where they made the announcement.
Of course.
She's, yeah. if that one's monetized, that one alone is making a pretty good chunk of change.
I'm curious, from any of our listeners who have ever been involved with an adoption and know anything about deciding not to continue with that family situation, is it really called rehoming?
Yeah, that's another word that that's another thing it, I was going to mention.
It sounds like what you say about like a dog.
Yeah, I have a hard time with the word rehoming.
It is super weird.
Yeah, it's just very obvious trying to soften.
Did they actually adopt him, or they were in the process?
He was living with them. He was a part of the family.
Yeah.
So I would assume that the adoption would have been finalized at that point if he's back living at the house.
But, I mean, when you adopt a child, they are legally yours.
Mm-hmm. Here's the other thing. Right.
It'd be like me rehoming Phoebe.
He's a small child, and... part of the video where she's talking about, she's like, he spent time with this other family and he wanted to be with them more than us.
Like a dog. I didn't want to say that earlier, but that's what it sounds like. Kept peeing on the carpet, but Rachel loves him, so she's going to take
him. We are not calling the child a dog. It's more the verbiage that she's using. Yeah. You can't help but draw the comparison.
Well, better this. And hopefully Huxley has a happy life, but better this than they keep him as a prop.
Yeah.
And don't really
totally
want
to. Totally agree with that. So the whole thing just got me thinking about, I mean, I love YouTube. I realize that a lot of what I see on YouTube as far as like people's lifestyles is manipulated and people change whenever they get bigger on YouTube. It's just a fact of the matter. It's its own thing. But yeah, to build your brand on, we're welcoming this child into our home. And then even if it was the perfect fit, the absolute perfect fit, aren't you still exploiting the 3-year-old by filming his every move and letting everyone know exactly what's happening? I mean, on one hand, you're empowering people who want to learn more about adoption. But for the most part, it just seems like you're profiting off of a kid. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a net positive, you're still profiting off of a kid.
I've always felt like that. I felt like that with K+8.
Oh, yeah.
Octomom.
All of them.
Octomom couldn't lock in that TV deal, though.
Honey Boo Boo.
She was bad at it.
These are kids.
Yeah.
They, you know.
The weird thing about Honey Boo Boo, now that we're just into this whole conversation, Mama K, what? No, not that's on one of our Twitter followers. Mama June, was like dating a sex offender, and everyone was just like, "This is weird." And then they kept letting her be on TV. She was like living with a registered sex offender, and I think her daughters were living with them too. I'm like, TLC, why are you doing this? Like, cut ties. What's going on?
Mm. Speaking of monsters, Madonna's helping the cause.
Oh, did you see this?
I did see it.
It would be funny if it wasn't so offensive. You know what I mean? It's like I wish that we could just make a big ha ha funny joke about how out of touch Madonna is, but it's almost too offensive to be funny. Her tribute.
Oh God, it's already bad. I haven't even seen it, but
you
I already know.
Look it up. You need to see it.
Her tribute to George Floyd, the man who died in Minnesota, was a 3.5-minute video, I think posted to Instagram, of her son dancing to a Michael Jackson song.
Hmm.
Her son danced to Michael Jackson's They Don't Care About Us, and Madonna filmed it and posted it as her tribute to George Floyd. As news of George Floyd's brutal murder travels around the world, my son David dances to honor and pay tribute to George and his family. And then they play the Michael Jackson song and he dances to it.
I'm sure his family feels a lot of comfort from that.
I mean,
oh, Madonna.
How out of touch with reality do you have to be to think that you are somehow contributing positivity to the world, an uplifting message to a family that has lost in a community that is in shambles by posting a picture of your son dancing to a Michael Jackson song? It's unbelievable.
Crazy.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.